More than 3,000 2- and 4-year colleges across the U.S. are ranked in the study. Each school is assigned a value-added score based on the earnings of their alumni. Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences received a 100, the highest possible score. Study author Jonathan Rothwell is a fellow at the Metropolitan Policy Program at Brookings.
One of the motivations for doing this research was to help college leaders and policymakers better understand which institutions are best preparing students for success after they graduate or after they leave the college. A second part of this is to increase the transparency that consumers have when it comes to deciding where to go to college and what to study.
Greg Dewey is the president of Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences.
What prompted this was the Obama administration set up something called a college scorecard to help parents evaluate the value of colleges. And that just went live about 6 weeks ago. And then these folks from Brookings Institute went in and looked at that website set up by the Department of Education and started analyzing the data. So this is really the first time we have good quality data to really assess the value added in a college education. And it's a really kind of a complicated business because there are so many different levels of schools and different socioeconomic backgrounds that people are coming from. It's a tricky business. But the Brookings folks are trying to come up with these metrics that allow you to sort through all the complexities of this. So I would say yes, this is a very important thing, and it's obviously very gratifying for us to be number one in the nation. I mean, that was completely unexpected from us, but we're obviously very pleased at that result.
Rothwell cautions one thing to keep in mind is there are limitations with any study of college rankings. But that caveat aside, the Brookings report will help parents, policymakers, and students understand which colleges are generating the highest economic contributions to the students who attend those schools.
And that benefit, if you like, comes through things like the type of curriculum the school offers, the skills it teaches, the fields that it prepares students for, the graduation rate of the school, the qualities of the teachers. We weren't able to totally measure all those things precisely, but we were able to build that into our model and found that those factors contribute a great deal to the success of students. So if you go to our website, you can rank schools, or you can see our ranking of what we call the value added of particular institutions.
Rothwell defines value added as the difference between what you'd expect the alumni to earn and what they actually earn. Expected earnings are calculated by looking at characteristics of the students going into the school and some aspects of where the school is located, whether it is in a high cost of living area or not.
And what we found is that schools like the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, Georgetown University, Harvey Mudd College, MIT, SUNY Maritime College, those sorts of schools generated very high earnings for their alumni, much higher than you'd expect, even considering the test scores of their students and how much their family income their parents have.
There are a number of helpful links at WAMC.org, including the complete ranking list of colleges. Here again is President Dewey.
This is gives us national publicity. It's an affirmation of the quality of not only the institution, but also the value of the career paths that our students are on. So I would anticipate that this could have quite a bit of impact.
Dewey believes while the study benefits ACPHS, it gives the entire Capital Region and its many colleges a boost as well. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.